Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 13th. The historic avalanche season is wreaking havoc in Hinsdale County. According to the Silver World newspaper's Facebook page, the Hinsdale County Sheriff's Office issued voluntary evacuation orders on Tuesday in the wake of a series of devastating snowslides. A foot of new snow fell since Monday, and the snow slide activity has occurred south of Lake City. The Lake Fork Valley's worst slide occurred shortly after 6 a.m. Tuesday. A massive snow slide near Sunshine Falls, about 12 and a half miles south of Lake City on County Road 30, destroyed the home and barn of Hinsdale County Sheriff Justin Casey. Casey was at home at the time, along with his two daughters. All three were taken to Gunnison Valley Hospital for evaluation, and all three are currently doing well. Hinsdale County Emergency Operations Center has been set up in Corsi Annex, overseeing the multi-pronged emergency response. Both County Road 30 south from Williams Creek and County Road 20 up Henson Creek at the ice park have been closed to vehicular traffic in response to adverse weather conditions and additional snow slides. Multiple snow slides of varying size, together with bank sloughs, have been reported on County Road 30. Heavy snows downed power lines along County Road 30 on the Upper Lake Fork, and the electricity is out. Authorities are urging rural Hinsdale County residents to remain in their homes and limit travel, the exception being people who live in homes which are located at the base of steep slopes. Within the town of Lake City, voluntary evacuation orders have been issued for residents at the base of Neoga Mountain, west side of Bluff Street at the foot of Neoga Mountain, as of 1 p.m. Tuesday, March 12th. Plans have been announced to open the Armory in Lake City as a shelter to displaced residents. Like their neighbors in Montrose County, citizens showed up at the Delta County Courthouse on Tuesday and let their county commissioners know that they want Delta County to be a Second Amendment sanctuary. 13 other counties around Colorado have already declared their intention to be Second Amendment sanctuaries. The move was made in response to House Bill 1177, which is making its way through the state capitol. The bill is a so-called red flag bill, which proposes to allow family members or law enforcement officers to take guns away from people deemed a threat to themselves or others. The bill is also called the Extreme Risk Protection Order. Several sheriffs around the state, including Delta Sheriff Mark Taylor and Montrose Sheriff Gene Lillard, have openly stated their opposition to the red flag bill and have said they could choose not to enforce the measure should it become law. Sheriff Taylor spoke with KVNF News after the meeting on Tuesday and stated his main objection after reading the full text of House Bill 1177.
You know, I think the biggest thing that I see in the bill is the lack of due process.
Vocal citizens from around Delta County poured into the courthouse on Tuesday for a work session with the county commissioners. Both administrative meeting rooms were standing room only, and a long line of citizens crowded into hallways during the meeting. While Monday's work session in Montrose had about 40 citizens, the work session on Tuesday in Delta had at least 200 people who wanted to hear the discussion. KVNF News conducted an unofficial count that had 15 citizens speak on the record in favor of becoming a Second Amendment sanctuary. Not one single person spoke against the idea. City of Delta Mayor Ron Austin was at the meeting and spoke of his personal support for Sheriff Taylor and the commissioners. Austin spoke with KVNF News after the meeting and voiced opinions that were common at the work session.
I couldn't agree with you more as far as the emotion. I think what's happening, and this room was very indicative of that, is the citizens, particularly the citizens on the Western Slope, are getting tired of being pushed around. They're getting tired of our legislators not listening, doing as they damn well please. And, you know, people are starting to take some action, you know, meetings like this.
And your reaction to the House Bill 1177, are you for it or against it?
I am totally against it. I have written letters myself, both as an individual and as the mayor of Delta. And, it's unfortunate that the handwriting's on the wall as far as what Denver's doing, what our legislators are doing, what our governor's office is doing. They really don't care what we have to say, or they just don't care. It's been an inherent problem for a long time that those of us on the Western Slope, they really don't pay a lot of attention to us over here. But hopefully meetings like this, the resolution that the commissioners are going to, I'm sure, pass, we'll start sending that message that they better listen to us.
When you see both of these meeting rooms packed with people in the hallway, even more people, what do you think this says about the character of the people of Delta?
I think we've got a lot of character here, and we have a lot of good people. We have a lot of people that not only spout the Constitution, but they understand the Constitution. And unfortunately, I think that's a problem that a lot of our legislators have. I don't think they know the Constitution. I don't think they've read it. Because if they did, they couldn't possibly be passing and enacting the kind of things that they are.
Commissioners can take no action during work sessions, but the commissioners did direct staff to write a resolution that they can vote on at the next regular meeting of the county commissioners on March 19th. The new Democratic House majority in Congress has led to a change of focus for the committee that oversees how public lands are managed, including national monuments in Colorado. Eric Galatis has the story.
The U.S. House Natural Resources Committee has a hearing today on the Trump administration's moves to shrink national monuments and clear the way for mining and drilling. Dan Hardinger with the Wilderness Society says a significant number of Coloradans cherish public lands in neighboring Utah for recreation and tourism, especially Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments, and he hopes the committee will get to the bottom of why protections were removed.
Against the express wishes of millions of Americans who took the time to submit comments, of which 99% of them opposed these reductions. This was about lining the pocket of special interests in drilling, mining, and other extractive industries.
Reports from July of last year revealed over a dozen mining claims within the boundaries of Grand Staircase Escalante and Bears Ears. Some Utah politicians feel the two monuments' boundaries were larger than necessary, and the Trump administration has made removing barriers to fossil fuel production a priority in its effort to achieve what it calls energy dominance. I'm Eric Galatis.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 13th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.